Hello everyone. So welcome to Tea with Ravi. In this video, in this podcast, let us go through some of the updates from last week. And this week, not many updates, but there were significant updates. And most of you already know about it. But let me first start with something useful. And I know you all know about the layoffs. You all know about 500 people who were asked to go away. I know it is a bit sad, but we will talk about it. And by the way, I made a video. So talking about good bits, this week I noticed this post about roles in JSM. And this is something that we were wishing for. So in Jira Service Management, there is a concept of a customer, right? So customer is basically a person who would raise tickets. Now, this is great because in Jira Service Management, the whole idea of Jira Service Management was basically to let anyone create an issue in Jira. Earlier, when it was only Jira, so there was no Jira software, there was no Jira service desk or Jira service management as we know it today, there was no way to let external people raise tickets or issues in Jira. So basically, it was not really possible to use Jira as a service desk, especially where you have external customers. Now, of course, we all know about Jira Service Management. It was known as Jira Service Desk. And with Jira Service Desk, it was possible to create not only a portal, but also this concept of queue and SLAs. But there was no way to segregate your internal customers and external customers. Now, internal customer could be your internal users who may want to raise a ticket for maybe an incident, maybe they need some help with their keyboard or maybe printer, because you can use Jira, organizations use Jira Service Management for their own internal IT help desk. And in that case, of course, you know, everyone is internal, but you may have a situation where some of your customers are internal, some of your customers are external. It can happen, right? And now we have like a different type of customers in Jira Service Management, internal customers and external customers. I will, of course, go through the details, but this is something that I believe is going to help everyone, because now it will be possible to not only report, but you can deal with your customers. It will be easier for you to set up your project, set up your JSM project to handle your external customers. And you will find the link in the post, so you can go through the details of this. And also, at the same time, I would also recommend that before you do something with your JSM project, just spend some time on the post, go through the documentation. And normally with Atlassian, my policy is I wait for things to settle down, because sometimes Atlassian, they mess up things, and it can have an impact. Because although on the post here it says that there won't be any impact to the way you handle your tickets, your configurations, but you never really know, right? Because it is like a significant change that can happen to your JSM project. So just wait for things to settle down. And I believe if you are on Jira Cloud, then you will eventually get this feature, because I believe these features are rolled out, not in one go, but maybe, I don't know what is the criteria, but you probably will one day get this feature. Or maybe you can reach out to Atlassian if you're keen or curious, but do look at this post here. Now the next update is about, of course, the Atlassian laying off 500 employees. In this session, I will not really go through the details, but I definitely shared my opinion, my thoughts about it. And some people didn't really like it because I was too blunt. I was too honest. And my feeling is that job is a job. If you're working for a company, it's very transactional. They're paying you. You're getting paid for your services, for the time that you're giving to your company. And everything else is secondary. Everything else matters, but that is the main thing, right? Now, if you're working for a company where you sign a contract, you signed a contract, right? So that is the main thing. If you're joining a company where you sign a contract, where in the contract it says that you know, they can fire you, they can lay off, they can basically make you not useful to the company, they can let you go anytime they want. Of course, you know, there are some policies and there are some, you know, rules that they have to follow based on your location, because in each and every company there are different rules. But a private company can definitely, you know, do this. And you should not, I'm not really saying it is the right thing, but at the same time, I'm not really saying that you should blame Atlassian. If Atlassian is trying to be more profitable, maybe they are trying to look good for their shareholders, then they can do this. And it is not really about Atlassian. It can happen to any company. It can happen to anyone who is working for someone. So just do your job, do your best, earn money, go home, or in these days, when you're all working from home, just, you know, log in, log out. That is it. So don't really get too attached to the company. If you are fired or if you are laid off, start working on your skills. Start looking for your job again. In this video, I basically shared my approach to what I do, what I feel we all should focus on. We all should focus on the skills, the competencies. We all should work on our skills so that we can use our skills apart from or independently from our company. So you can watch this video if you want. And of course, you know, I'm being honest and I'm being blunt, and that is how I believe it should be. So these are the two main updates this week. But I also want to talk about this video of the week. So I make videos every day and I pick like my favorite video or the topic which I think is quite useful, because I make videos on Jira, Atlassian tools every day. There are so many things that I do. Sometimes I make a video about a small topic and I get a lot of views, and I never really thought about it. So in Jira, I believe this thing can be really useful. So we all know how to create a filter. So filter, for those who are new to Jira, filter is basically a way to save your query. So you can reuse your query. For example, you may want to create a filter for all the issues that are assigned to you and due today, right? Now, when you create a filter in Jira, you may want to create a filter for your team, for your project, for your projects. And these filters are used, of course, to get the list of issues, but you can also refer to these filters to create a dashboard out of it. Now, the thing is that by default, the filters that are created in Jira, they are private. So you have to basically share it. And often people don't do it. I also, you know, if I'm working on a dashboard, I always forget to share the, I mean, I don't always forget to share the filter, but it happens. And I think if you are a Jira admin, if this happens quite a lot, then you can actually make your filters public. Of course, you know, I don't really think there is any harm with it, because when you are making a filter public, the underlying issues are still secure, because you have permission scheme on the project. You also have the issue security scheme. So even if you make the filter as public, users won't be able to see what they should not be seeing. So this is the video of the week, and not many updates today, I know, but I don't really want to like make Atlassian update video, TV Dravi video, or podcast with news that I don't really think are massively important. So this is it for this week's video, this week's podcast, Tea with Ravi. And in case you are watching this video for the very first time, or in case, you know, you're new to my channel, in case you are listening to this podcast, I make videos on Jira, Atlassian tools every day, and I have been sharing these things with everyone for a long time. So do consider, you know, following my content, it will definitely help me. And I'm of course trying to focus this year a bit more on YouTube, on making better videos. And the best part is that my videos, my content is free. I don't really have any plans, although I do consider sometimes, but I want to keep my content free. I want to keep my content available to everyone. So if you want to learn Jira, if you want to solve a problem using Atlassian tools, then my channel can definitely help you, because I share a lot of things every day. All right, that is it. That is it for this week. I hope you enjoyed watching this video, but at the same time, I hope you also enjoyed listening to this podcast, because I will be also posting it on my podcast. All right, that is it. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.